This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. We're following news of the death of former President Ronald Wilson Reagan, the 40th President of the United States. He died today in California. President Reagan was 93. We'll have several views of the former president, and joining me now in the studio is NPR's Washington editor, Ron Elving. Ron, President Reagan's election was referred to as the Reagan Revolution. But what do you think the Reagan Revolution meant in terms of politics?
I think it meant that the era that followed FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our only four-time elected president, and that stretched into and through World War II and into the presidency then of Harry Truman, that that era and all its echoes in the 60s and in the 70s was over, and that the country had ended an extraordinarily long period of moving, if you will, in a big government, liberal direction, much like the general direction of Europe in the post-World War II period, was over, and we were going to go back.
Do you think Ronald Reagan, he was a conservative, of course, but Ronald Reagan cut across party lines. He invented the Reagan Democrat.
Yes, and the Reagan Democrats were people who were perhaps more conservative than liberal on social issues, questions such as abortion, school prayer, guns, things of that nature, their place in society, but who also were becoming somewhat more conservative economically as they moved up in the income scale, moved into the middle class, and no longer saw themselves as the outsiders economically. They saw themselves as inside, and they were more concerned about maintaining their place.
What do you think about the label frequently pinned on Ronald Reagan, that he was the great communicator? Many people say that the Reagan White House stood out in the way it managed the message it was trying to convey. Do you think that they were particularly good at that?
I think they were particularly good at that. They had a number of people who worked for Ronald Reagan, Michael Deaver among them, Roger Ailes among them, who made excellent advertising, who also managed to stage a lot of White House events, whether in the White House or out in the country or around the world, in highly effective ways so that the media would cover them in the ways they wanted them to be covered.
Beautiful scenes, lots of balloons, all those kinds of things.
Got the message across visually.
What do you think will be the political legacy now that there is some distance between us and the president?
I think his main political legacy is that he restored the central strength of the presidency to the peak that it had reached in the middle 20th century. The office really emerged with the 20th century and became dominant over Congress. Then for a long period of time, it struggled, and for a long period of time, Congress seemed to be gaining the upper hand. Ronald Reagan really restored the symbolism of America to the White House.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR's Washington editor, Ron Elving.